The Saudi-backed terrorist group of Ahrar al-Sham has rejected a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire deal to halt fighting in Syria. The terrorists announced the decision in a video statement released hours before the truce deal was due to go into effect. They claim the deal would only help reinforce the Syrian government and increase the suffering of civilians. The group is one of the largest terrorist groups operating in Syria and is mostly active in the country's northwest. It is closely affiliated with the Nusra Front, which has recently renamed itself to Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. Russia has been trying to add Jaish al-Islam and Ahrar al-Sham to the United Nations list of terrorist groups over their ties to Al-Qaeda and Daesh, but the U.S. refuses to designate the militants as terrorist groups. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Mark Brzezinski, who is a publisher at MiddleEast.org, and he's joining us live now on the line from Washington. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about this rejection of the truce?
Well, I was never sure there was going to be much of a truce anyway. How many times have we heard both Russia and America that there's going to be a truce? It goes back to Geneva 1, Geneva 2, Geneva 3 or 4 or 5, but that's basically what it is.
Right, so Mr. Brzezinski, there is obviously an argument to be made, isn't there, that these groups should be titled terrorist groups, shouldn't they? Why is the U.S. holding that back?
Well, you know, that's been simplified to rebels and nice terrorists and bad terrorists or nice fighters. Basically, here in America, us when they do what we want them to do, acceptable fighters or moderate fighters. Sometimes the terrorists become moderate and the moderates become terrorists. The whole thing becomes so confusing, even the experts don't seem to understand it. Yeah. The bottom line is, it's another false diplomatic effort to say, yes, we're going to stop the fighting. We're going to give food and relief to the people in Aleppo. I never thought the agreement was going to hold in the first place. And if you watch the body language of Kerry, who did the maid, it didn't even look like he believed.
I'm wondering, Mr. Brzezinski, because, you know, there was a lot of promise with this deal, wasn't there? Because after 7 days, the United States and Russia were to work together to try to tackle terrorist groups. Certainly that would be a big thing, wouldn't it? Because they, as we already know, of course, disagree on who a terrorist is to begin with in Syria. But that would be a major step forward in the right direction, wouldn't it?
It's only a major step forward if you actually define things in a way that you both agree. And as you just rightly said, agree who the terrorist groups are. One group to break away from another group. Yes. What is the future of real question that needs these discussing is kind of rearmament? What kind of resupply is going to take place if the fighting stops for a few days? We've been through truces in the Middle East going through the Arab-Israeli conflict back in 48, and every time there's a truce, to rearm, and the battle starts again, and they've told us nothing about how they're going to stop the sides from rearming during the truce.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there at that point, but of course, Mr. Brzezinski, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV and sharing your insight with us. That was Mark Brzezinski, who was speaking to us live from Washington.